Breakfast with Luke Deal on BBC Radio Suffolk.
Villagers in Bentley have welcomed the opening of a brand new shop. The store has been funded entirely by the local community. In fact, they've raised £90,000 to make it happen. It's located in the car park of the village pub. The case is altered and it's being staffed by volunteers. We'll hear from some of them in a moment, but first I've been inside the Bentley stores to find out more about how this new venture got off the ground. Well, we're inside the shop now, and as you walk in on the right-hand side, you've got freshly baked bread, newspapers, fruit, vegetables. To the left-hand side, you've got the counter. Behind the counter, you've got all the medicines that you could possibly want. And then in front of us, we've got our sauces, our jams, as well as nuts, sweets, and crisps. Bob Feltwell is the chairman of the management group. He's been responsible for this particular project. And building work began on the 15th of February this year, but how long before that did work begin on getting Bentley to have its own shop again?
Well, about 2-3 years ago, when the Cases Altar pub opened, part of that plan was to have a shop. And they asked about a year ago if somebody could volunteer to look into getting a shop. So from that, I seem to be running the shop.
You're the new Arkwright.
Yeah, set up a community interest company so that all the benefits stay in the village. And we've raised best part of £100,000, and 15th of February, the first spadeful of turf was dug up by a child from our local school, and we're now opened in the middle of July, which is more or less on target.
How surprised are you that the community came together yet again to raise enough funds to open up a shop like this, because they were so successful with the pub in the first instance?
Yes, the difference is the pub has shareholders, over 200 people. We have got friends of Bentley Community Shop, and on the strength of that local support, I went to various funding bodies, the Prince's Countryside Fund, the Baber District Council, Parish Council, Landfill Communities Trust, and some private charities that don't want publicity, and private donations, and some very generous smaller donations from local residents who really want to see the shop prosper.
And of course it will prosper, won't it, because it is much needed within the community. What sort of response have you had from local people prior to it opening?
Everybody is just very enthusiastic, and even while we've been setting the shop up, people have just been walking in as if we're open with their purse to buy things. So we're pretty hopeful that everything will go well. Obviously, people have got to buy the stock, but we've tried to make sure we've got a wide range and a small amount of lots of things. People, when they come in and can't find what they want, there's a clipboard by the till so they can write it down, and we'll do our very best to make sure it's supplied.
Well, let's talk about the produce that you're selling in the shop. Sue Keane is one of the buyers here. You're mainly responsible for sweets.
Yes, I'm responsible for sweets and ice cream, biscuits and cereals.
How exciting is this opportunity for the people involved with this particular project?
It's very, very exciting. I think we've all come together and we've now got it as we would like it.
It's not just about the ice creams and the sweets, is it? Because no. A lot of the produce here that you're selling is locally based here in Suffolk.
Yes, a lot of it is. Some of the other buyers have sourced local pickles and whole foods and all that sort of thing.
How important is it that a shop like this promotes local produce?
Very, very important. It keeps a lot of the local industries going. We've got local ice cream. It makes for the community and brings the community together.
And of course it is the community that's playing a vital part within this shop, because volunteers will be manning it Monday to Friday as well as over the weekend. Angela Manford, you're one of those volunteers. What made you decide to get involved with the shop?
Well, I think this village had very little where people could meet. And so I'm a volunteer in the pub. And one evening, when we were discussing the opening of a shop, there was a lot of discussion about the quality of toilet paper. And as a consequence, I've ended up being the buyer for toilet paper. But it has generated all sorts of discussion and lots of interest. And a number of people, as Bob has said, have wandered in to have a look what we're up to and fascinated by the progress that's been made.
So how many hours during the week will you be giving up to work behind the counter?
Well, at the moment, I'm supposed to be working 12 till 2, but we'll see how well I get on with the till before I put my name down too many more times. But I hope to do at least one shift a week and one shift in the pub a week.
How important is it that the local community support this particular shop that, and actually help out behind the counter?
Oh, it's tremendously important. And in fact, the other day, there were people turned up to look for till training so they can work in the shop. I've never seen them before. And, you know, people who probably didn't want to come and work in the pub because of the hours of the pub are wanting to come here. And there's people who probably won't work on the till, but they'll quite happily tidy the shelves and make sure our stock's in date and things like that. So there's little jobs for everybody.
Bob Feltwell, how many volunteers will you need to support this shop?
We have around 40 people who have volunteered to do different things, serving in the shop, cleaning it up, buying. And also in Bentley, there are people who cannot carry their shopping and have to rely on people going to Ipswich or whatever. We've got volunteers who will collect people, bring them to the shop and take their shopping home. That'll be on certain days of the week when those volunteers are available. So we're trying to provide a complete service. There are people who have trouble getting their laundry and dry cleaning done. And we've set up an agency with Press Gang in Hadley, another local company doing dry cleaning and laundry. So once a week, it can be collected from here on a Tuesday and delivered back on the Wednesday. So we're trying as much as possible to use local supplies, local services, and give people exactly what they want.
Bob Feltwell, chairman of the management group of the Bentley stores, which officially opened on Thursday and is now open every day. We wish the local community there all the very best of luck with their new venture. First, they started up the pub again, and now they've got a community shop. Good luck to those in Bentley and all of them involved with that particular project. Let me tell you that James Hazel's with